Usually talk quickly during talks anyway, so we'll see if it's any worse under this format. Okay, so just real quickly, usually we think of biodiversity on a farm as being something beneficial, because if you have a bunch of different crops, you have natural habitats, it can be good for pollination, be good for biological control, it can help break disease cycles and so on. But it's been thought that maybe food safety is the exception to this broader trend, because very diversified farms can be quite attractive to birds, deer, and other wildlife. And as they move through the field, they might poop on your vegetables and potentially transmit pathogenic E. coli or something else really nasty and eventually make somebody sick. So I'm not going to really talk about our team. We have a very diverse team, people in vet med, soil science, et cetera. But really the person who did all of the work is Matt Jones. He's a PhD student in my lab who brought this project idea with him and really was the lead on writing the grant and did all the field work and a lot of the molecular work and everything. So just really give the credit to Matt, who actually did the work. And what he realized is that there's a lot of things out there on farms that actually will consume feces and potentially remove the threat very, very quickly. And some of those things might benefit from being on a diverse farm. So things like dung beetles above ground, find feces, incorporate them into the soil where there's all sorts of bacteria and fungi and other things that might kill off your E. coli or salmonella or whatever is causing the problem. So there could be some beneficial biodiversity on farms that could actually relax that food safety threat. Such a diversified farms might in some sense actually be safer than simpler farms where these creatures aren't really there. Okay, so Matt had a very glamorous project. So what he did every year is he loaded a university van full of pig feces. He drove down to Southern California, and he went out to a bunch of different fields, and he put out the poop, and he waited to see who came to eat it. He had three farming systems, conventional vegetable farms, organic mixed vegetable farms, and then finally the more interesting one of all was the organic mixed vegetables where growers are rotating livestock through as a source of fertility and some other benefits, mostly chickens. So a lot of food safety people would say you'd have to be insane to intentionally put a bunch of chickens out near your vegetables, but that's what these farmers are doing for ecological and kind of economic reasons. Okay, I'm going to use one slide to summarize Matt's entire dissertation. So there's a couple things that he found. He found that there's a lot of dung beetles on these farms, especially the more diversified ones, and when they feed on feces, they kill off the E. coli. Was the main pathogen that he focused on here. And then second of all, once that stuff gets into the soil, especially on the diversified farms, there's a lot of bacterial biodiversity, and a lot of those bacteria are antagonistic or something to some of these pathogens and tend to clear them out of the poop that's there. So, okay, what he found is, again, that on these diversified farms, these beneficial coprophages, as we say in the business, things that eat poop, are more common. So these diversified farms are encouraging a natural biotic resistance to the persistence of these potential foodborne pathogens and cleaning a lot of that stuff up, such that organic farms might be particularly safe from a food safety perspective if they're more diversified. And so, again, we might want to take a different view at this whole problem, and some of these regulations that encourage growers to simplify their farms might be making food safety problems worse rather than better. All right. Thank you, everyone.